one of the main risks battle-hardened Russian jihads have experienced, creating improvised explosive devices, who have returned home from Syria and Iraq, according to Russian security officials. Around 4,000 Russian citizens, mainly from the country's North Caucasus region, which includes Chechnya, have fought alongside ISIS in the Middle East. Although Islamist attacks in Russia have their roots in the volatile North Caucasus, fighters loyal to ISIS have the ability to strike far beyond the area. One World Cup host city at risk is Nizhny Novgorod, just 250 miles from Moscow. On May 4th, an ISIS militant wounded three police officers during a shootout there. The jihadi fighter was killed by security services after barricading himself in an apartment just 9 miles from the stadium, where nations such as Argentina, England, and Sweden are due to play. In February and last November, Russian security forces also shot dead ISIS militants plotting attacks in the city. World Cup host cities in Russia's south are also at risk, says Grigor Shevdov, chief editor of the Caucasian Knot online news agency, which monitors Islamist militant activity in Russia. Shevdov says recent ISIS attacks on Russian Orthodox churches in the North Caucasus indicates that the jihadi group is gearing up to attack sensitive targets. Volgograd, which borders the North Caucasus region, is a particular security concern. Last November, two police officers were hospitalized with stab wounds after an ISIS-inspired assault in the southern Russian region, which will host matches involving Russia and Spain, as well as Saudi Arabia and Iran. 4 years earlier, in December 2013, twin suicide bombings by Islamist militants killed 34 people in Volgograd. Those attacks were carried out by the Caucasus Emirate, a now-defunct jihadi group whose former members have since sworn allegiance to ISIS.